Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you missed any part of the show,
or to have it delivered to your phone daily,
subscribe to the WEEI Afternoons podcast on the Odyssey app
or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
El Baseball, no, is El Barrito.
Hopefully, Brad Boe can bring some levity. The day after, the aftermath, Red Sox lose 4-0 in New York. They lose the wild card series. And the season is over. Joining us on the phone line now is indeed Rob Bradford, host of the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast.
McFarlane!
And he gets right ahead of it because Bradfo is presented by McFarlane Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlaneEnergy.com.
Do you think Bradfo's just like at dinner in, you know, some fancy restaurant and just screams out, McFarlane?
Absolutely. I was envisioning him in bed at night like as a nightmare.
Just like,
McFarlane!
Oh, my God.
McFarlane!
And his wife's like, shut up with the McFarlane!
Hi, guys.
What's up?
By the way, that wasn't me. That was not me yelling McFarlane. That was a stage McFarlane by the producer.
That's what we all say.
Yell, sure. But I will gladly yell McFarlane 50,000 times. I just drove from New York to Philadelphia, and in every toll booth, I shouted it in their face. So there you go. And I got through it for free. That's how it works.
No context, no nothing, just the name.
No, nothing.
McFarlane can do a lot of great things. Can they make us feel better about the fact that this series petered out? You win game one, and historically that means you win the series, except they didn't, and we have Kyle Hudson, Nate Eaton et al. To blame, Jaron Duran. Where is your angst most focused, if there is any, coming out of this disappointing end to what was a pretty entertaining season?
Yeah, I don't know if I have angst. I think that today I've been saying to people, I think the reality of the Red Sox was something that we were sort of disguising for a little bit here, is that, you know, I kept saying to you guys a lot of times where, like, I don't know how they're going to score a run, and then they put up a bunch of runs. And I think that what happened is that you get to the point where you weren't putting up a bunch of runs. You weren't doing it. There wasn't the answers. And, yeah, sure, you went up against really good pitching, but that's another thing where I look at this team, and I was a little wary of, which is when you go up against elite pitchers, that they might have problems. And they did have problems because they weren't elite hitters, and their elite hitters weren't near elite hitters. So I think the biggest angst, if there's anything, it was like, oh man, you know what? We fooled ourselves. Like, we fooled ourselves into thinking that when you go up against playoff caliber pitching like you did, that you were going to be able to function like you had so many times when you were resilient. And that just wasn't the case.
You know, Brad Foe, I mean, I guess along those same lines, I mean, what are you most disappointed in this year, or, you know, maybe even in the series? And it's because it was exemplified the whole season. Was it the hitting, the pitching, or the defense that you're most disappointed in?
Well, I was disappointed that I broke my vow of not going to the ice cream machine in the press box more than three times. So, I mean, that was like, you get to September. You know, yeah, you get to September, and it's all bets are off.
I love how it wasn't going to it at all. It was going to it more than three times. You even gave yourself a window.
Andy, we have to be realistic. Though.
That's true.
So,
that's true.
Yeah, so I think that one of the things that as I said, I just drove down to Philadelphia and I just talked to Walker Buehler, and
oh boy,
you know, we could say we want what we want about Walker Buehler, but Could they have used Walker Buehler? Yes. Like this version of Walker Buehler? Probably. And that wasn't best case scenario. That wasn't solution. But I think when they went into the trade deadline and they said, this is what we need, and we didn't get it, and we had to start a rookie Conley early, not to say that that was his fault, because I don't think it was. I think it was terrible fundamentals. It was terrible defense. But still, I mean, if you could get that guy, you feel good about him. Much like the Yankees, they were able to roll out three legit starters. The Red Sox weren't able to do that. They just simply weren't. They rolled out Crochet. They rolled up a bad version of Bayo. They had to do a bullpen game, and then they rolled out a rookie. Like, that wasn't the best case scenario. And I know that I come back to the offense, and the trade deadline was tricky because you needed offense at the trade deadline ultimately, but it wasn't a priority. But where you landed, you certainly needed a lot of offense. So I don't know for the offense if I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't believe they did this or didn't do that, because it's because at that time it wasn't really the thing. But ultimately, maybe what they should have understood is that at the end of the day, it was going to be the thing, and they weren't going to be able to, as I said at the beginning, hit really, really good playoff pitching.
Yeah, it felt like a ragtag motley crew at best towards the end there, Bradfoe, and I don't think any of us would really be surprised. They were just driving through the check engine light at the end there. But as far as, like, you know, I don't want to sit in the sad and, like, reflect on what could have been, like, There's a lot of work that's going to need to go into this team looking forward. So before we get into the stuff that they need, who would you say you'd buy into or believe is most likely not going to be on the team next year?
Ooh, not going to be on a team.
Could be part of the trade. Lead.
Oh, Duran. I mean, Duran, I think. And, you know, I think that it's going to be really interesting. We said all along that, you know, at the time of the deadline, you weren't trading Duran because of what he meant to that team, both on the field and off the field. But, you know, his Q rating has gone down significantly.
So's his average.
There you go. I mean, and also, like, you know, his defense, his throwing, it's everything. He just was a shell of what he was, used to be. And so, you know, we all knew, guys, that you're going to have to deal one of these outfielders with Roman Anthony. And let's not forget the Roman Anthony dynamic. I don't know if anyone cares about that. And by the way, he wasn't coming back. He was like, no. He wasn't even doing baseball stuff. He was never coming back. Yeah. And but, you know, I think that they have to trade one of these guys. I think that what they saw from Duran wasn't necessarily exactly what they want from that position. They want better defense. They want more consistent offense. He wasn't able to hit lefties. He wasn't the version of Duran they had the year before that San Diego fell in love with. So I would think that that would be a very, very real thing, because it's going to be one of those guys. And my guess is that they like Rafaela and they like Willy Abreu. And obviously Yoshida sort of revitalized himself to show what he can do. So, you know, I think that that's probably the guy more than anything. And I know that you're going to bring up Bregman, but, you know, I'm sitting here, guys, and I'm like, wow, you know, you opt out of that deal with those numbers after that second half.
Nope, no way he is.
That's still hard for me to get my head around. It really is.
Rob Bradford, host of Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, WEEI.com, here on WEEI Afternoons. What do you think the biggest need will be? You know, I know there's a long way to go to get into this, but is it a big right-handed bat? Is it Joe Ryan, that number two starter that everybody still has dreams of trading for? Where do you think the biggest need is for this team?
I do think that they probably have to take another run at Joe Ryan. I think they do, and they probably will. And because you look at, like, what Bayo became, but still you can't just say, okay, there's your no doubt about it number two guy. He's still a work in progress, as we saw the other day. But you also have to find some offense, guys. I mean, you just have to. And what you're going to do at first base, that's going to be a big mystery. The guy I'm sitting here, you know, we're just in the clubhouse, Kyle Schwarber. And do I think he's going to end up with the Red Sox? No. Do I think they should make the strongest run possible at him? Yes. Do I think they will make the strongest run possible at him? No. Because it's going to be – Because it's, you know, I think Alex Cora is no mystery how much he likes the guy and wants the guy. He basically, when they were in Philadelphia, in his press conferences, all but called them over and said, hey, let me give you this bouquet of roses. Come on over just to be nice. But I think that it's for good reason. Like, he's sort of the Bregman guy. He's the guy that maybe some people in the front office say, well, he's not. We can do with Nolan Arenado. We can do without him. No, man. Like he does all the things that you don't necessarily see. He is a value. And by the way, another part of this equation, Bregman did so much for that clubhouse, but you have to keep going down that road. You can't take a step back because you still have – Rafael is 25 years old. These guys are still young guys. They're still figuring out. They still have to be directed in the right direction. And a guy – and Bregman's that guy to do it, but also – get a guy like Schwarber, it's a huge, huge difference maker.
So just based on, you know, the idea of Marcelo coming back healthy and Roman Anthony coming back healthy and, you know, and maybe signing a bat in free agency and a pitcher, what would be your way too early kind of expectations for this team for next year? Do you expect this team to be right at least back to where it was this year and better?
Oh, yeah. I think they'll be better. I think you know, there's no ignoring that, you know, the Devers trade wasn't, you know, necessarily about Kyle Harrison or Jordan Hicks. It was about money. They showed, you can talk about what you want about them without not doing enough of the trade deadline. Certainly had a good offseason, and they spent money in the offseason. So they have this money. I would imagine they're going to use it to get better. They have these key guys locked up, including, by the way, Aroldis Chapman. So you have Whitlock. So you have that 1-2 there. You have the starting rotation. You have a ton of pitchers who could fill in. And some of them probably take step forward. So yeah, they're going to be better. And again, like Roman Anthony was an enormous loss. And the problem is that when Roman Anthony got hurt, you didn't get the best version of Yoshida. And by the time you did, you weren't getting the best version of Duran. So you need to figure that out. But I do think, to answer your question, Ted, I do think that they will be considered by a lot of people as the favorites in the division next year.
All right, last one here, Brad Foe. It's a quick two-parter. One, Pete Alonso, could he opt out and be of interest to you? And two, who's in the Brad Foe World Series?
Ooh, well, I think Pete Alonso's absolutely going to opt out. I don't think he'll end up with the Red Sox, and it's a little bit risky move, I think, by Boris. It'll be a risky move by Boris with Bregman, too, if he convinces him to opt out, I think. They can say, well, the qualifying offer is not attached. Well, you know, so what? It's, you know, you still, you got guys in their 30s and teams are building teams in a different way. So, yeah, you know, I would love to see Pete Alonso with the Red Sox, but sorry, sad trombone. I don't think it's going to happen. And then who's going to be in the World Series? Well, you know, I think that I'm going to go with the Yankees in the World Series because they have the three stars and they don't have to do those bullpen shenanigans, which every other team is trying to do. And I also I'll go with this team right here, the Phillies. So the Philly Dodgers, I think whatever team wins is going to be in the World Series. But the Phillies, man, they're built for this thing. And I'll go with the Phillies to win it all. It'll be a good World Series, though. I know that nobody wants to hear it, but yay baseball.
Brad Foe, this is probably too big a question to sneak in under the wire, but I'm going to try it anyway. We've gotten a lot of texts and complaints. Are they going to spend money? Are they going to fill the Devers slot? If a guy like Bregman opts out, will they fill the Bregman slot? Or is there a chance that they look at all the young players and just try to stay young and build? There's definitely still concerns in Red Sox Nation about spending.
Yeah. It's weird because, right, they still don't have the benefit of the doubt when it comes to that, even after the offseason, even after the extensions, even after the Crochet deal, even after you sign Bregman and all that. But, you know, I do think that they will spend money because of that. I think they should get a little bit of the benefit of the doubt off of last year, and they do have that money. And I think they can taste this. Like, yes, they have young guys coming up, but they're right now, they're at that point even more than last year where they sort of push their chips to the middle of the table. This is a time to get some more chips and push them even further. And I think they understand that. I think they did on the deadline and they didn't execute. But in the offseason, listen, they're one for one with really good off seasons in the last year anyway. So, you know, let's see what I'm pretty optimistic they're going to spend some money.
All right. Well, while you're down there, tell Schwarber that when he opts out, when he hits the market to come back to Boston, we need him. We want him. They'll pay him. I'll chip in $5.
Listen, a regular appearance on WEI Afternoons.
Damn right.
That's gold.
Anytime he wants. Tell him Ted Johnson will personally escort him to and from the studio every day.
I love that guy. Kidding me?
All right, Brad Foe.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you down the road. See ya, McFarland.
All right, sounds McFarland. Good. McFarland.
Oh, Brad Foe's tired. The season worn on him. Did
McFarland,
you hear?
McFarland.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
McFarland.
617-779-7937. How'd you feel about Brad Foe? Because I got to tell you, he didn't make me feel great when he said, well, should they do this? Will they do this? I don't know. Does Cora want him? Sure. But the front office doesn't want him. I'm worried about they're not all on the same path over there at Fenway Park. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.